Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking phone addiction to the curb and reclaiming your life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly it's 2 a.m. Ever wake up feeling drained, even though you technically got 8 hours of sleep? Yeah, me too. Welcome to the club, my friends. Today's episode is all about setting limits on social media for better mental health. We're diving deep into how those little blue notifications can hijack our brains and steal precious time, energy, and joy. But don't worry, it's not a doom and gloom session. We're gonna equip you with practical strategies to take back control and build a healthier relationship with the digital world. Here are 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to get you started. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to beating any addiction, including social media, is acknowledging it exists. You gotta become aware of how much time you're actually spending scrolling, liking, and commenting. Trust me, the numbers might shock you. There are tons of apps that can track your screen time, so download one and get real with yourself. Mindful scrolling. Okay, let's be honest. Social media isn't always bad. Sometimes it's genuinely fun, inspiring, or even helpful. So, instead of going cold turkey, which can backfire, try mindful scrolling. Be intentional about what you consume. Follow accounts that uplift and inspire you, and follow those that leave you feeling drained or envious. Think of it like curating a beautiful garden you want to plant seeds of positivity. 3. The power of no. This one is tough, but crucial. Learn to say no to the constant pull of notifications. Turn off those pesky sound alerts and schedule specific times for checking social media instead of letting it hijack your day. It's like training a puppy. Consistent boundaries lead to a well-behaved digital companion. 4. Offline adventures. Remember the good old days? The ones where we actually talked to people face-to-face, went on adventures without documenting them for Instagram, and lived in the moment. We discover the magic of being offline. Then activities that nourish your soul: hiking, reading, painting, playing board games, connecting with loved ones. You'll be surprised how much joy you find outside the digital realm. 5. Celebrate small victories. Be kind to yourself on this journey. Setting limits takes time and effort. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Every small victory counts. A day without mindless scrolling, an evening spent reading instead of watching videos, a genuine conversation with a friend instead of a text exchange. Celebrate these wins and keep pushing forward. Think about the last time you were glued to your phone, lost in the vortex of social media. You probably felt that familiar pull, that urge to just keep scrolling. Ever notice how those just one more post moments can turn into hours disappearing? It's like a black hole sucking in our attention and leaving us feeling drained afterwards. Imagine this. You're at a friend's birthday party, but your phone feels like a magnet, constantly pulling your attention away from the laughter, the conversation, the genuine connection. You miss out on inside jokes, funny moments, and the chance to truly be present with your friends. Sound familiar? That's the sneaky power of social media. It can steal our joy and disconnect us from the real world, even when we're physically surrounded by people. So remember, my friends, you are stronger than those addictive algorithms. By setting clear limits, being mindful of your usage, and prioritizing real-life connections, you can reclaim your time, energy, and mental well-being. Take control, live intentionally, and enjoy the freedom that comes with a healthy relationship with technology. Ready to ditch the digital distraction and embrace a more fulfilling life? I'm here for you every step of the way. Share this episode with your friends who might need a little nudge in the right direction. Leave a review to help others discover the power of breaking free from screen addiction. And most importantly, remember you are not alone on this journey. Let's create a world where we prioritize connection, purpose, and real-life experiences over endless scrolling.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.